Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Good morning, America. Good day to our friends around the world. Good to be with you as always. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for staying with us. We appreciate your business very much. Let me tell you about our show coming up straight ahead. Lee Highsmith is going to be with us in just a few minutes. You know how sometimes your hard drive crashes? Raise your hand. Everybody who has had a hard drive crash on them before, just raise your hand. Go ahead, raise them on up there. I've got mine up. It happens. It's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when, isn't it? Well, did you know that sometimes it's literally a hard drive crash, meaning a physical, mechanical situation? The hard drive just literally wears out or it breaks or something like that. But did you also know that sometimes there's nothing wrong with the hard drive itself, but it in fact is the software that has created the problem? And therefore, if the software can be fixed, then everything that's on the hard drive is still there. Well, Lee's going to talk to us a little bit about how to find out what that is, how to find out which one those are, which one you have, and how to fix it, and also how to make sure that if it happens in the future, there's some things that he can tell us about that maybe you can prevent it happening in the future, I guess I should say. And also, what about backing up? What about backing up our stuff? He's going to help us with some good thoughts on that. In the next half hour, Tia Arrhenius is with the Dallas Federal Reserve Bank, and she is going to talk to us about immigration and NAFTA and lots of good stuff with regard to the U.S. economy, the Mexican economy, and the border economy. There actually is a border economy, too, folks. It's 9 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back. We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you for joining us. Thanks for staying with us. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. 1-800-531-3815. Lee Highsmith is back. Ladies and gentlemen, Lee is a program manager with IBM, and he's got some very important stuff to tell us about. Lee, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you back.
I'm glad to be back.
You're glad to be anywhere, aren't you? Lee, before you got here, in the earlier part of the hour, I asked my audience to raise their hand, everybody who has had a hard drive crash on them, to raise their hand. And the best I could tell, looking out over the world there, that most everybody had their hands up.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody didn't raise their hand. No, you know what? I'll take that back. There was one person who didn't, and he just bought his first PC about 3 weeks ago.
Oh, that was me.
Well, you know, the truth is if you think about all the work that a hard drive does and what it does, it's pretty darned amazing that they work as reliable as they are.
Absolutely.
But sometimes they're like anything else, you know, it is a machine, it is something that humans made, and so things are going to go wrong. And so most of us have experienced some kind of some level of a problem with a hard drive, either an interruption or a full crash or mechanical or whatever. There actually are many reasons why a hard drive would just stop working, aren't there?
That's definitely true. Sometimes the hard drive is working just fine, and the software on top of it is a little bit confused. So, you know, we see actually a fair number of customers who, even with some pretty skilled help, can't determine whether it's the hardware or the operating system or, you know, something else that is giving them a problem. So what often winds up happening is we send them a new hard drive, they load all their software again, and hopefully they've saved all their files, and they load those back again. In the meantime, you know, they're having a pretty difficult time.
In the meantime, they may be almost out of business, and
right.
Depending on how many PCs they have, and, you know, how their organization is structured, and they've certainly got a lot of consternation. And even if you could literally hand them a hard drive, another hard drive, in the next hour, just the exercise of having to reload everything, get it cranked up again, would cost us a day.
Absolutely, no question about it. So we think that sometimes those things are things you take for granted until you know, it's your turn to have a problem.
Right.
And I think everybody from, you know, the smallest business to the, you know, largest corporations have this scenario where, you know, you turn on your computer expecting it to work and something has gone wrong.
We're sending, and even talking about it is sending a cold chill down some people, down the back of some people. But there could be a corrupt file.
Absolutely.
It's as simple as just a file that's corrupted.
Some of the system settings files get corrupted. Sometimes when you install a new program, you can pave over system settings that are required to run the computer if they don't behave well. Sometimes you can delete something not knowing what it is and you know, take your operating system down that simply.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, in the meantime, you know, especially if you're sending your hard drive off to get a new one, all your data is there and your whole business potentially is sitting on that hard drive.
Right. Why is it so, and then of course sometimes it's literally a mechanical thing. I mean, the hard drive just disintegrates or it stops running,
mm-hmm.
a bearing blows out or something, or whatever might happen. It could actually just be a mechanical thing. Why is it so hard to tell the difference between a software problem and a hardware problem?
Well, very often the, the big ones when you blow a cog in your hard drive, that's sometimes apparent. You can hear a noise or you can just hear that your hard drive isn't spinning. Beyond that, there are things where your hard drive grows, I'll get a little, I used to be a hard drive guy, so I'll be a little technical for a second.
That's okay.
Grows bad sectors or, loses the map, I'll call it, to where all the data is on the hard drive. Viruses are another problem, by the way, that sometimes it can confuse the hard drive on purpose, if you will, if it's what a lot of the viruses out there do, is fiddle with the hard drive and where your data, where the hard drive thinks your data is. So, you know, sitting in front of your system most of the time, and I can tell you, even as a hard drive guy, I've had the problem where I wasn't sure what it was. It was the hard drive, if it was the system settings, if it was a virus. I don't know. The good news is we have a solution that we think that solves a vast majority of those in a pretty quick time frame versus the alternative.
Right. And the thing that the idea for that we need to keep in mind, Lee and folks, is that as Lee said a minute ago, one of these days it's going to be your turn. There are too many things out there. There's too many moving parts, too many electronics parts out there, too many little pluses and minuses out there that are trying to work together that can go wrong. So one day, if you use computers long enough, it's going to happen to you. So the key is to be prepared, isn't it?
Absolutely.
And there are a couple of things we can do about that. One of them is to make sure you're backed up and maybe that you, and hopefully you've got some redundancy in terms of hardware. That's one way, isn't it?
Yep, definitely one way. And we encourage, whatever you do as a business, it's very important that your PCs are backed up. And there's a lot of different ways to do that, with a second hard drive, some kind of hardware solution, or a tape drive, an external hard drive. You know, lots of things like that. Now, those require a fairly significant investment. And by the way, a lot of times are not necessarily, require some, I'll call it user intervention. You know, you have to remember to back your system up, right?
Exactly.
But every business ought to think about that because, again, just go a day without one of your critical systems or your critical files, and you'll get a good idea how serious a scenario that can be.
Well, one of the things that you guys have found and have been providing to your customers is actually a piece of software to help with this, isn't it?
That's right. We include with all ThinkPads and NetVistas a program called IBM Rapid Restore PC, which is a special piece of software that creates a hidden and protected area on your hard drive and backs up your whole system. Now, we've touched on a couple things, by the way. First is the simple fact that your data needs to be backed up, and then there's all the programs and settings and all the stuff you'd have to do, even if you backed up your data, to get up and running again. And Rapid Restore addresses both of those concerns.
And folks, you'll be glad to know that this program is available for all PCs, not just for IBM. And one of the reasons we're going to talk about it, and we'll do that more right after these messages, 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate. Lee Highsmith is our guest and our good friend. He's the program manager with IBM in the PC division. And Lee was just telling us, folks, about a program called Rapid Restore, which is a quick key type of application, something that you can put you guys installed it in every one of your ThinkPads and your PCs, don't you?
Right. All of our customers are entitled to the Rapid Restore program, the full function version.
That's basically how they come automatic. And now what I want you to realize, folks, is that Lee's going to walk you through how this works. I want you to know about this because this could literally make the difference between you being down for days, maybe, or you coming right back up in a matter of minutes. And I also want to remind you, folks, and Lee, you were quick to point this out to me the other day, and that is that this is also a program that doesn't have to be just an IBM software. It works with other PCs, right?
That's right. It's available from XPoint, a company called XPoint Technologies, for non-IBM platforms. It has a list price of $60.
Right.
And again, the full function version is included for all of our Nessus and ThinkPads. And, you know, I'll tell you, before we kind of get to how it works, and I do want to talk about that, I mean, the value in it really, for $60, is $60 to save all the time and all the data and all that, I think, is a bargain.
It's peace of mind, if nothing else.
Absolutely. Built into the price in IBM's or purchased separately for other computers, I think it's a great deal. So the way it works is this. When you install the software, it creates, again, a protected place on your hard drive to store your whole system, the operating system, the programs, the settings, and all of your data. And you can actually have multiples of those backups in that hidden partition. So, and with hard drives going bigger and bigger, a lot of people ask, well, what am I going to do with a 60 gigabyte or 120 gigabyte hard drive, right? There's only so many movies you're going to download off the web, and
right,
most businesses don't have that much data on their system. And so Rapid Restore will come in and take, because it does some compression, it doesn't need, you know, as much space as you have on your hard drive. So it'll take somewhere between 20 and 40% of your hard drive and carve it off into this protected partition. So viruses can't get to it, you can't delete it accidentally, etc. So there's two ways it works. There's a Windows interface, just like any other piece of software, where you load the software. It does take a little bit of time to set it up, by the way, because you are doing some fairly strong things and transferring a lot of data into your partition.
Just going on a Saturday morning to do it.
Exactly right. So once you've done that, backups are very quick. And there's a Windows interface that says, I'd like to back up now. I'd like to back up every Friday at 4:30 p.m. or even more often than that. A lot of customers I'm familiar with do it every day.
See, this reminds me of what some of the big companies have programmed into their, you know, their really multi-million dollar systems.
Absolutely. The more critical the system, the more aggressive the backup strategy is in big business.
Now, so you literally go in there and give it a calendar, give it a schedule for what
Absolutely.
You want to do.
Very simply. Just almost like a virus program. You say, hey, check my system every Thursday for viruses. The Rapid Restore can behave in the same way.
And it does it in the background.
Exactly.
And you don't even know it's doing it, basically.
And you can do it, again, let's say if you have a weekly strategy and you've just finished doing your books and you want to back up right then, you can also initiate one individually.
All right.
So that's in the Windows environment. Now, let's say Windows is sick and you can't get your operating system run. All you can do is boot and try and get to the OS and it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
On IBM systems, you can hit F11. And by the way, there are similar strategies when you install Rapid Restore for the non-IBM systems as well.
Right.
You hit one button for IBM, F11, in the middle of boot up, and you go underneath the operating system to a separate recovery strategy where you can say, okay, something's wrong. I'd like to back up to last Thursday's, or I'd like to restore my system back to last Thursday.
You can actually tell it the date?
All the backups you have are dated.
Awesome.
So you can say, last Thursday, or maybe this is the virus on that thing I downloaded last Thursday afternoon. Let me go to the Thursday before that.
And so far, folks, you haven't had to make one call to a... This is impressive.
Absolutely.
And I'm really glad that we're getting this out to everybody, Lee, because this is the kind of stuff that... I mean, I don't know how many small business owners, you know, I talked to and during the course of a year who, you know, for whatever reason, they said, you know, my computer was down or whatever, and they didn't know why. They had a hard drive problem. Now, I want to ask you this question about the backup now.
Mm-hmm.
You basically, this could conceivably be your backup mode, not just preventing a crash or making you prepared when you have a crash. It actually also acts as a backup.
Absolutely.
But it's all on that same hard drive, so it still doesn't help you if you actually do have a mechanical failure.
But we do cover you for that.
Oh.
Now you do need if you have a CDRW, a rewritable CD, installed in your system, which I recommend as a good backup, basic backup product in anyway. You can actually take that protected set of data in that partition I mentioned, the protected area in your hard drive, and burn it to CDRs. So that if, let's say, your hard drive did die, in fact, and Raptor Store can't help you because your hard drive is not spinning, you can get your new hard drive from service. And, by the way, IBM tends to ship those things very, very quickly. I've called at 8 o'clock at night and got it the next day for the hard drive failures I had. Install that hard drive, put the CDR in, boot up your system, and you're off and running.
So you still need to do your own backup, folks, but it's more likely that you're going to have software than hardware problems. Lee, that's going to have to be the last word. What a great service you provided for us today, and I appreciate it very much. Tell us the name of the program again.
It's IBM Raptor Store PC, and it's also available for non-IBM systems from XPoint Technologies.
XPoint Technologies as well as IBM. Check that out, folks. See you, Lee.
Thank you very much, Jim.
I'll be back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.